it is one of those things that just seems to be a reoccurring event. And unfortunately, it's the residents down there that are paying the price for it. Obviously, it's not the first incident, and unfortunately, I can't say that will be the last one either. But it's just a shock to the community. Again, it may happen regularly, but they're always fed up with it. And there's only so much that we can do. Now, there is a lot of great programs down around the Gaelic area to try and get the young people off the streets and to take them away from this types of antisocial behaviour. But we can't force them into these programs. And unfortunately, there's just a small few that seem to want to terrorise the community, I'm afraid.
We were speaking earlier this week to Councillor Brian Tierney about this issue, and he's reporting cars driving the wrong way up the Skeag Road and various other incidents around the Skeag roundabout. He's calling for both a policing and a community response to this to try and get this to stop. You obviously would back him on that.
Definitely. We're both members of the community safety team down for around that area, and all these issues will be brought forward to the next meeting to see what we can actually do to prevent this happening again. And that was my councillor colleague and Sandra Duffy also highlighted an issue of all the lights along the black pads were broken there the other night as well. So it is just a small number of people that just don't seem to have any regard for the other people that live in the community.